Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to TAFL to TAFL Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about time management, planning, and prioritizing. If you are a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. Okay, let's talk time management. You've been a college student for a few weeks now, and you've probably found that things are much different than when you were in high school. If you live on campus, your social life is definitely different than at home. I mean, your social circle is available and maybe even willing to hang out at any hour of the day or night. Hopefully, you find that the community where you live is one where you can flourish and be productive. Being a great college student is about making good decisions and finding balance. One of the ways to ensure you find balance is by effectively managing your time. I know you may not think you need to create some type of plan or guidelines for how you spend your time, but trust me, it helps. Without a plan, the hours tend to slip away, and at 2 a.m., you'll ask yourself where the day went. Making your own decisions about when and how to get done often becomes counterproductive when you find you are making no decisions other than to go to the cafe or the mall. A time management plan isn't set in stone, but it gives you a guide for how many hours to spend doing certain things so that you can be cognizant of how much time you put into your academic goals before you pursue other activities. Many of the topics I address throughout the entire semester are interconnected, particularly the ones that I outlined during the College Ready Mentality. For instance, time management and prioritizing go hand in hand. When I was working on my graduate degree and was constantly engaging in other things besides my studies, a friend said to me, "When what you need to do becomes what you want to do, your decisions will be easier." She was right. Now, it took me more than one degree to get to that point, and I don't expect it to happen for you overnight either, but I'm going to offer some suggestions that will be helpful. So how do you plan, you might ask? What do you do? We'll start by creating a time management plan. It's some type of calendar, whether electronic or on paper, where you outline every move you make throughout the day. There are 168 hours in each week, and having an idea of how you spend the majority of them makes for good planning. I suggest using some type of weekly calendar where you first fill in your class schedule. Then, if you work and do that with regularity, fill that in along with any other commitments if you're an athlete, for instance. Despite what you think, your young body needs 8 hours of sleep every night, so fill that in. I know you're not always going to get it, but at least humor me. Now, the next piece is very, very important. Find time for the 2-to-1 rule. That is the rule that says you spend 2 hours outside of class studying for every hour that you are in class. For instance, if you're taking 12 credit hours, which is usually considered a full load, there should be 24 study hours on your calendar. If you're an athlete, you have to put in practices and tight schedules, but usually athletes have built-in study time, and that can be very helpful. You can use that in your time management plan. Now, you also will have to block off time for meals, organizational commitments, and your social life. Now, remember, there are only 24 hours in a day, 168 hours each week. So if you can't fit all of these things into your schedule, what do? You prioritize. That's what you do. The priority that things take in your life may change from situation to situation. However, I suggest that class time and study time always come first. Don't skip on the sleep, and think about the commitments that you cannot move, like work and athletics. However, if you can change them, try to leverage that. Create a routine. Try to get up at the same time every day. If you don't have class on a particular weekday, use that time to study and treat college like a job. But that's digressing. Let me go back to prioritizing. You may have to keep some of your work and athletic commitments in the same place. So that's the reality of being an adult. And that reality also means that you might have to make some decisions about your social activities and organizational commitments. When you're in college, your main job is to be a student. If you don't do that well, all of the other things will not happen. Making good decisions is what can make or break your first year of college. Committing to what you need to do may seem painful at times and it feels like you're giving up things, but the payoff is tremendous. If you're not accustomed to studying 2 hours at a time, which you probably are not and it's completely understandable, break it into 30-minute sections and then take five-minute breaks. But make sure that your time management plan includes those breaks as well. You probably didn't study 2 hours per class per night when you were in high school. So it's going to be an adjustment. But if you make a conscious decision to put in the time, you'll find the more often you do it, the easier it gets. For now, make the time management plan and do your best to stick to it for 1 week just to test yourself out. I'll check in over the course of the semester to see how you're doing and give you suggestions if you find that something isn't working well. All right, that's it for this evening's broadcast. Castle to Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and help you make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through my website, www.tasseltotassel.com, or send me a direct email. My email address is dr.deidre@tasseltotassel.com. You can also check out my blog, tasseltotassel.blogspot.com, to get more information and suggestions and an example time management plan. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time when our topic will be choosing a major. Let's get college ready.